How did we get here? Seriously, have you asked yourself that question lately? Oh my goodness, I have. I look around at the world and all the things. It can be overwhelming. So many problems in the world, and so much seems upside down. I can't imagine walking these days apart from the peace I have in Christ. I know God sees it all and is in control. I trust that. I believe that. My foundation is strong, yet still when faced with problems of the day and exposed to problems of this world, I often come back to the question, how did we get here? Then I want to, in some way, figure it out. We all do, it seems. Social media is full of opinions and ideas and people who are convinced they know how to fix it all, or at least love to complain about those who may be really trying to. It's a hot mess. I was reading an article and I came to this line. The resolution of every problem requires first that the problem be understood. I couldn't get past it. I read it again. The resolution of every problem requires first that the problem be understood. It resonated with me, and I couldn't help but dig a bit deeper into it because we all face problems every day. Some problems are big ones, while others are on a much smaller scale. My husband hates algebra. On the other hand, I had a fabulous math teacher who walked me and my class through all 4 years of high school. Thank you, Miss Merritt. You are dearly loved by the class of 1990. So when my girls come home with a math problem, I don't freak out or run away. We tackle it together. And the first thing I always say is be sure you understand what the problem is, and then what do they want you to figure out? And what's the best way to get there? Problems are all around us. They come in all shapes and sizes, whether it's algebra, a broken down vehicle, your marriage, the economy, or this pandemic. All problems must first be understood. What's the root of it? Let's define the problem, isolate it, and try to understand it so we can find the best solution and then conclude and agree that it has been resolved and satisfied. But it all begins with understanding. Do we really understand the root of the problem this world has? It's so much deeper than our inconveniences, struggles, or the headlines we read every day. Let's seek some understanding together as we discover the answer. The Bible clearly lays out the problem for all humanity and that we are all sinners. Every single soul falls short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. No one is righteous, and through Adam, sin, death, and every other problem entered this world, Romans 3:10 and Romans 5:12. No matter the good we do or how deep we look within ourselves to find the answer, we cannot save ourselves from the penalty of sin, Romans 6:23. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners, Romans 5:8. And if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, Romans 10:9 and 10. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, Romans 10:13. Once we are made right with God through faith, we can have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us, Romans 5:1. And once you are his, there is no more condemnation, Romans 8:1. And nothing, no problem, too big or small, can ever separate you from his love, Romans 8:38. The problem? We are all sinners, every one of us. Understand that, and you're really close to the solution. Acts 13:38. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. No one could be or is perfect, so we needed a solution to the problem. God loves us so much, he made a way through his son Jesus. The debt is fully satisfied by one who knew no sin, so that through him, the way, the truth, and the life, we might be saved. That's the truth. Jesus is and always will be the answer. Problem solved. I'm Lori Klein.